checked out. Scott, can I help you?
Yes, hi. Hi, Scott. This is Catherine from Local Splash.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
How can I help
you? I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly, I've only been with you guys a short time. How exactly do I get charged? Do I get charged on each lead or what?
Okay. Well, when it comes to your account here, Scott, you're currently signed up for the SEO and the website, which is separate, and also at the same time the Google Verified program, which is the pay-per-lead program with Google. However, that doesn't mean that you get charged per lead, because you only get charged for leads that are from the Google Verified program. Okay, so any leads coming in from the SEO, let's say leads from the website, leads from Facebook, from campaigns, leads from the Google business profile, you don't get charged for that. You only get charged per lead for those that comes in from the pay-per-lead program or the Google Verified program. To which
okay, well,
I've
had two leads. Are you looking at my thing right now?
Yes.
I've only had two leads, correct?
The 26th. Yes, correct. Two leads coming in.
Okay, and was I charged on those?
I would say yes, because these are from the Google Verified program.
Okay, well, this is my problem I have. The lead I got, not yesterday, the first lead, I believe, going off the top of my mind, was for something I don't even do, artificial grass.
Okay, I see a turf installation, correct?
Yeah.
Artificial
right.
turf?
And then turf, turf is, well, sod. I mean, I mean, that's one of your definition of it, but she wanted artificial grass, and we don't, we do sod, which is, you know, live grass.
All right, no worries. The good thing here is, Claude, is that since you've given us a heads up ahead of time, then I'll go ahead and dispute the lead so we can see if, you know, you'll be credited for it, or I would say, or better say, you're not going to end up paying for it, okay? I'm going to dispute it as we speak. So that was a lead, just to confirm, that was a lead, it's phone number ending in 8693, right?
What?
The lead with phone number ending in 8693.
I have no idea. I think it's a
that was from yesterday.
By last name of White,
the
I
one
believe.
That says, yeah, so this is the one that does artificial turf installation. So I think this is correct.
And she's like, "What?" Well, I go, "We don't do artificial grass." She goes, "Do you know anyone that does?" I go, "I don't even know anyone that does." She goes, "Well, it says you do." I'm like, "Sorry, but I don't."
Okay, apologies in that. So I'm gonna put that in here. I've already disputed that lead. How about the other lead? Are you still...
This is my problem. This is the problem I have with that one.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, I already have that job. I got it through my other company that I get leads on, which is Home Advisor. I've had it for like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we even started physically on that job yesterday.
That's weird. But they still called you?
I guess, they'd already called me through Home Advisor.
Okay.
You know, I already had the lead through Home Advisor, and, you know, I didn't get the lead from you guys till yesterday, and it's someone that I already have the job for, even.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put that in here as well and dispute it. All right?
Yeah.
So I've disputed both leads that you do have from the 25th and the 26th, okay? So I'll definitely update you once we get a response from the lead dispute that we did. All right?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, it's kind of hard trying to balance Home Advisor with you guys as to who's what. I think I got something that said I have a lead, but it didn't give me, like, their name and address and all that on my phone. Am I correct? I mean, or do I get information as to who it is and all that, or what?
Yes, you do get an information about it.
I'm supposed to get that information on the phone part of it also?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
As far as what I do see here, it was sent out to you as well via text. for both of those.
Right. Well, I'm not sure. Things have been quite crazy lately, you know, with figuring out leads and all that.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Excuse me. But yeah, if I'm going to continue to get leads from for the same thing through both people and get charged from both places, I won't be able to have both of you guys. You know what I mean? Especially when I'm getting charged three, four days after I've already got the job. That's why I'm kind of like, why is it delayed 3 or 4 days? I mean, you know, according to you guys, I didn't even get the call till she already saw me at her yard.
Well, actually, that is weird because our leads are real time. It's not like we provide them to you because, I mean, it's not like we provide them to you just because, but we provide them to you because that potential customer looked into your Google Verified ad and they clicked on it. They tried to reach you out using the ad. That is how the lead comes in. It's not like we, you know, it's not like Google sends it to you so you can contact them. Google sends them to you because that potential customer looks into your ad and
they just looked at my ad and that's all. Okay.
No, they clicked on the ad and tried to contact me.
Right.
Right. That's
right. Well, they were just doing that after they'd already signed with me and they were just still looking or whatever.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. That's a possibility.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure things go smoothly because, you know, that's why I've been hesitating with Home Advisor. Mm-hmm. You know, because everything was so hodgepodge with them last year. And I was not getting credits on ones that were obvious I should. You know, something like, kind of like the sod thing. You know, it's kind of ridiculous when I say, I don't do artificial mm-hmm. grass, and I'm getting charged for them. I mean, that's just like with them, I was getting charged for
every lead they provide, right?
Yeah, for anything they'd send my way. They'd send it, they're like, too bad, you got to deal with it. I mean, that's literally what one person said. Well, if we send it to you, you're just going to have to, you know, too bad if you don't use them all.
Mm.
I was like, are you serious? You can send me anything and try to charge me for it? When it's obvious, like on fences, right?
Mm-hmm.
We, plain and simple, we do only wood fences. Well, they would send me ads for like the white vinyl fencing or even cyclone fencing. And charge me for it. You know, and I just want to make sure we don't get going that way here also.
Of course.
You know, like, as I said, like the sod thing. You know, definition of sod, turf, whatever. Just plain understanding now. You do not do artificial grass. All right. So thank you very much. And hopefully we'll contact each other for better reasons. Have a good day.
Of course. Bye. No worries. Thank you so much, Ross Cott.